Rachel Rath, The Last Testament of Jesse Lamb. Then Dad came home that evening and told me Mand was pregnant. Mum had done another test, and the doctors had confirmed it. When it actually happens, the bad thing, you can't feel anything. Feelings seem to drop right through you like a stone. And you're just this empty, hollow tube. Even though I knew it was a possibility, hearing Dad say it was a complete shock. Mum was staying with her, and after Dad told me, I tried to take it in. He set about gathering his and Mum's things together. He asked me if I could sleep over at Sal's. They didn't even know she'd moved. "Aren't you bringing Mand back here? Or can't I go there with you?" Dad sighed and put down his bag. "No. I'm sorry, Jess, but no. Is there someone else you can stay with?"
"Why?"
"Because it's horrible. I knew about MDS. I knew what happened. But a flicker of terror licked at my heart, as if there was something more, something unknown, that I hardly dared ask him. "I have to go and be with your mum. Look, Jess, this is very hard on you, love. But it won't help you or Mandy or Kath if you go over there now. You need to remember Mandy the way she was."
"Why? What's happened? Has something happened already?"
Just asking made me break out in a sweat. "She thought she'd be allowed to have it. That's what she believed. That we would take her into the clinic and have her for a Sleeping Beauty."
"Can't you pretend?"
He gave a little hopeless laugh. "That's what Kath said. No, of course we can't. The clinic has serious work to do. You can't start taking people in and lying to them about their treatment. It's not a game."
"So what's going to happen?"
"She'll start to get ill. And then the doctor will sedate her and she'll die."
"But right now. Right now."
"Sweetie, Mand didn't understand. She didn't understand why we weren't taking her to the clinic. When she finally started to understand, she broke her heart. She wants us to save the baby. She thinks everyone's betrayed her. It's just too miserable. It's not going to help you to see her like this, and it's going to make it harder for your mum to handle. Do you understand?" He hugged me, and I started crying. He was crying too. I told him I didn't want to stay anywhere else and that I'd be okay at home on my own. I went out to the car with him and watched the rear lights to the end of the street. When I went back into the house, I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't know what to do. For a while I sat in the dark trying to think about Mand, trying telepathy, trying to will her into some sort of peace so that at least she and Mum could kiss and make up before she died. It was useless. I couldn't focus. I couldn't stop my racing mind. I went in the kitchen and started cleaning. I sorted the recycling and emptied the dishwasher and scrubbed the sink and the oven, and then I cleared out the fridge. No one seemed to have eaten anything proper for days. Those are things were going off. Finally, I washed the kitchen floor. At least it would be nice for them when they came home. Not that it would make any difference to anything. Nothing could make any difference to anything